was wondering if you could say something about how important it is to have trust in yourself and stop questioning yourself and just keep going ahead. I feel like my practice got a lot better since I trust myself and believe in myself. I feel like when I was negative, I couldn't do anything. Like I always felt like I did it wrong. I was meditating wrong. I mean, I just feel better now that I trust myself. I'm wondering if you could say something about that.
Yeah, well, I was the number one fuck up when it comes to trusting myself. I practiced different kinds of meditations for many years, but I was always checking my mind. Am I doing this right? Can I do it better? Is there more intensity? What has to be done? And Robert would just say, persistence is everything. No matter what doubts you have, no matter what concerns you have, just keep plugging away. But one of my teachers really rubbed in the idea of just go straight ahead, and that was Sun San Sunim, who said, you must trust yourself 100%. Go straight ahead. Don't wobble. Just go straight ahead. Don't check your mind. Don't keep seeing if you're making progress or doing your koans or whatever it is properly. Just do it. And don't worry about if you're doing it correct or incorrect, because if you do it for 30 years, you'll try every possible method, so eventually you get it right. And getting it right is different for every person. So in a sense, though, anytime you look within, you can't be doing anything wrong. As long as you're internalizing, turning your intention inwards towards yourself, you're doing it right. And the doubt is kind of natural, because look at the complexity of the spiritual trip most people take, especially in this confusion, sort of like a blizzard of gurus. How can you not be confused with everybody giving a different instruction? Don't do anything. Just realize you're already enlightened. Focus on the self. Love the I am. Practice Hong Sao. Hold your breath for 3 days and three nights. Don't eat anything for 7 days. Keep yourself very skinny. Eat one banana a week. Sit 20 hours a day in meditation. Or stand on your head 4 hours a day in meditation. Or learn how to invert your anus. There are more methods, especially now this warrior monk who's got an answer for everything. Don't love. Balance your energies. The negative and the positive energy. He even posted on my blog today. One class from me, and you can learn so much. I didn't publish his post, though. He was directly advertising for his competitive method on my blog. That takes chutzpah. There's so many methods, and with so many methods, how can you possibly not be confused? So you pick one method, like I did for many, many years, asking myself, who am I? And I got nowhere until I gave up. Pick one method, even if it doesn't work. Just one method. Learn that one-pointedness, that persistence. The just going straight ahead. Don't doubt yourself. Just go straight ahead. And you know, when I stopped practicing that one method of who am I became more confused, because I was no longer one-pointed, and just drifted from teacher to teacher to teacher, Zen master to Zen master and all that for many years, Muktananda. Muktananda would say, love yourself, but he never told me how to find myself. And that's the key, to be able to find your sense of self. Then you can love it. But before then, what the fuck is a self? What is the self? Is it the sense of me? Is it the word I that I use all the time? Is it the thing that the I supposedly points to somewhere in here, on the right-hand side of the heart, spiritual heart? Is it the I am sense, the sense of presence? The sense that I'm here, that I exist. And Ranjit said, as long as you have a sense of existence, that's not the reality. It's an illusion. It's an idea. It's a concept. And sure enough, when the I am sense disappears, the presence disappears, a whole new reality presents itself. A unity reality. It still sucks, but it's unity. Little joke. Because even that unity is an illusion. Even consciousness itself is an illusion. It's only in our minds. That space, the void, all of that is here. All of that is an illusion created by the mind. And not just words and concepts, but the whole thing. Whole coming of all the images. It's all in the mind. It has no reality except in your mind. And when you see that, what a laugh you'll leave out. You'll be free of the whole deal. Don't check your mind. Don't keep guessing. Are you doing it right? You're doing it wrong. So what if you do it wrong for 30 years? So what? What's the point? Are you practicing for? Just be one-pointed, whatever the method, and that alone is enough. Go straight ahead. Don't check yourself. Follow the method, even if it's the wrong method and the wrong teacher. You'll learn so much more that way. If Charlie Manson gets out, follow him for a while. Just be dedicated. Devotion is everything also. If you're going to be a bhakta, devotion is everything, that one-pointedness. You'll learn so much more that way, and you'll open up so much more that way. Of course, you may burn out in the meantime, but what the hell? It's worth it.